This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 7 after the hour. Time for our Talk Radio Review for this week, the week of June 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. So you're listening to this program as we enter or go through the weekend. This is a review of the top 10 stories and the people list as published by Talkers Magazine. They do the research every week, and you can find this list published at talkers.com. We also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, pretty much everything talk and related to the talk industry, the news talk business. At the helm here, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll do our commentary and work our way up through the list from number 10 to number 1. The dust cloud that I have talked about, I don't know if anybody else has heard the conversation about this or you really know what's going on, but there was a huge dust storm that got started in the Sahara. And one person told me, ladies, that this is how the Earth changes its appearance. These sorts of things, you're looking back on the history, our planet is almost 5 billion years old. And so there have been, over the course of 5 billion years, many different things that have shaped this rock. And one of them has been the climate change and where the position of deserts. For example, most of North America used to be a desert. Back a couple of billion years ago, and the South America and Africa didn't even exist. So as time changes, climate changes, realities of where the desert, whatever, all this stuff changes. As a matter of fact, Europe used to be a desert too at one point in time. So this dust cloud has grabbed onto, or maybe better put, the jet stream is doing a reverse almost, kind of the way the planets are in retrograde. So all this dust that was in the desert has been captured and is moving across the Atlantic. And probably by the first of the week, looks like the environment in all the southeastern states, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, across to even into Louisiana, going to be covered by this film, this dust that's basically sand from the desert. And it is that it's using the same trail as the hurricanes do. You know, they all start in the way over on the African side of the Atlantic, and they travel across.
Carried in the atmosphere, right?
Yeah, right. Yep. So look for that. Number 9.
Can't wait for a gigantic dust cloud.
Dust storm, yeah. Whoopee!
It's been an easy year so far, so why not?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I mean, all those people that are partying at the beaches in Florida without masks on and without paying attention to what is really going on, who knows? They probably won't even pay. They won't even know they got hit by this dust, as it were. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings. I must admit that I don't really understand all of this.
Did you see this?
Back and forth. I've seen a lot of hoopla about it, but who's zooming who here?
Okay, so the House Judiciary hearing that happened this week was chaotic. First of all, it was in the Judiciary Committee, which is the committee that handled the impeachment. So it's kind of a redo. If you missed your favorite cast of characters from the impeachment hearing, they're all back. Jerry Nadler and Doug Collins, sure. Louis Gohmert. So what happened is there was a whistleblower who's a former deputy attorney general at the Justice Department. He contends that Roger Stone and Michael Flynn got an easier time of it because of their connection with Trump. And so, of course, when Democrats heard this, they wanted to have a hearing. So they have this guy come in. And he started his testimony, and apparently he was allowed to just go as long as he wanted. They weren't following the parliamentary rules of 5 minutes or however long it was supposed to be. So then Republicans take issue with it, and Louis Gohmert starts hitting something. I mean, it was like this. Throughout the guy's whole testimony, he's tapping. Tap, 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 tap as the guy's talking. And so finally, then Jerry Nadler addresses it, and then Doug Collins gets in on the mix, and he starts yelling about how you can't just have a hearing without parliamentary procedure, and the Sergeant of Arms was called in. It was very, very chaotic. I don't know. It was crazy to watch. It was actually kind of funny. And to answer the question about whether or not Michael Flynn or Roger Stone received preferential treatment, I think it's difficult to make that case, and I'm not a lawyer, but I mean, they used amphibious vehicles and like frogmen to go into Roger Stone's home and drag him out of the house while CNN cameras were watching all of this. He would have turned himself in. He wasn't a flight risk. I don't know that he was gone, that people went easy on him. With Michael, and he's going to jail, by the way. And with Michael Flynn, he has $6 million in legal fees. His reputation has been totally ruined. His family was totally pressured. He lost everything. So to suggest that they got an easy pass, I don't know. Part two of number 9 on the list are the Flynn charges, of course, which should have been dismissed. The judge in the case has not done that yet, but D.C. District Court of Appeals ruled 2-1 that Judge Emmett Sullivan needs to drop the charges against Michael Flynn.
Number 8, the relationship we have with China. I must say I'm concerned or confused about where we are. I don't see any real activity here at trying to bring our businesses back to America, incentivizing companies and people. We have to have some business relationship for sure.
Actually, there was a development in this that didn't
Good.
Get very much reported.
I didn't
the Pentagon,
see it, yeah.
Yeah, the Pentagon this week actually released a list of the 20 companies that are aiding the Chinese military. So they went through some of the American companies here that are helping. Huawei is on the list, by the way,
and that's
the communications company.
Yeah.
But I think this is really important, and actually, as a lot of people are saying, long overdue in trying to figure out what American businesses are propping up some of these Chinese military companies. So, yeah,
yep.
I can send you the list for sure.
Yep, I want to see the list.
But
I want to go through it.
To speak to what you were talking about, Doug, with moving stuff out of China, a lot of European companies, because you know I follow a lot of tech news,
yep.
A lot of European companies have already begun the infrastructure of yanking stuff, business out of China. They're moving to Vietnam. They're moving to parts of East Asia, the Philippines, and I think that's kind of going to be the trend that, and I don't know about American companies yet, I don't know that the incentive is going to be to come back to America because it is so much more expensive here, but I do think we will probably follow suit and follow a lot of the EU countries and maybe move businesses to, we have a good relationship with Vietnam. A decent relationship with the Philippines.
Yes.
So I think that that's probably where we'll
Laos,
see our business
Cambodia,
going.
All those from the war days in the 60s, we've rebuilt the countries anyway, so we might as well. And they have actually good feelings for Americans now. After we destroyed their countries, then we go back in to build them up. And they have good. It's pretty much the same thing that happened with, if you look at Japan, after World War II, we rebuilt their country, and now we have pretty good relationships, for the most part, with them. I don't see the relationship with China getting better, frankly. I don't, especially with the current leadership. And if you believe what you read, the people that are underneath this guy are worse than he is. So you gotta wonder what is the world gonna be like, with even more, strictness. The people in China are getting very restless. That you hear from any number of sources. They just don't like what's going on. And when the unemployment rates go up over there, as they have here, they'll really start to get restless. So they have their own problems for sure over there. The psychology of the number 7, Michael keeps putting psychology in there. The psychology of, I take it to mean, and you can take it any way you want to, how our psychology is being changed by the fear in the news media. The fear-based thinking, the fear-based stories, everything is bad, the world's coming to an end. I think
is that what he
raises
means?
Hell. I don't know
because
what he means.
The psychology stories that I've seen are studies on the psychology of isolation, people feeling lonely, people feeling disconnected from families. Like that's the psychology, and there's a new study every day that I come across.
I understand that. I feel a little depressed myself, being separated from my family. I don't really feel like, although I'm sort of making my plans for a couple of months from now, I was going to go, and then I decided not to go to the West Coast.
Yeah.
And that's I get that. I think.
But you know, a new study that I literally just read 2 days ago said that after they polled people in who are isolated, single, older people, that they expected the rates of isolation and depression to be really high, and actually it turns out it was surprisingly low because of technology, because of these grandparents and parents who are living alone, FaceTime, Zoom. They said that they actually had more interaction with seeing their kids on screen and friends and doing social Zooms and things like that, that they actually felt like they were even more connected than ever, even though nothing can replace being physically in the presence of your loved ones. But for the most part, they actually found that that psychology study was kind of surprising, which is good news, because the last thing we need are, you know, depressed old people who are feeling isolated.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Number six here is the current status of education in our country. People begin to realize that, as with the police, there needs to be a revamping. Pretty much, I think parents now have gotten closer to what really is going on in school, and a lot of parents don't like the educational, the priorities, if you will, the way things are being taught, what's being taught, parents becoming aware of what isn't being taught, and that's part of this situation here. Kids just aren't learning. They aren't learning when they're in school. They aren't learning now with the tutorials and all of the technology. And so a lot of people feel the same about education. And I've started that, talking about, you want to rework the police, rework all public service. You're paying for it, so rework it. So I don't know what you ladies have heard about the educational situation, but
My friends who are teachers are, you know, obviously they're frustrated because there are certain kids who need extra attention, and so the upside from what they've said is that kids who want to move a little faster are actually they're able to do that because they're working on their own time frame at home, and so that's been good for those kids who aren't feeling like they have to sit and go slower because other kids in the class don't really understand the material. Now on the other hand, the kids who don't understand the material that well need a lot more attention.
In the dust.
And it's the gap. Now, this is not even a socioeconomic gap. This is just within the same classroom of, you know, of the same school. But when you really look at, like, the socioeconomic dearth that has been created by this distance learning, the kids with money and the kids with schools that have money are really progressing well. And on the other end, kids from struggling public schools who maybe don't have, you know, have spotty internet service at home, don't have a parent who can help them with the homework, those kids are falling really far behind.
Yep. Something that has to be examined. Up next, a focus on the economy at number five on our story list from Talkers Magazine this week on the Countdown Review.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra-pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Unfortunately, we don't have a place for the Tiger. What's the name of that show?
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Tiger King. The ladies are talking about that.
Should be number one trending on this list forever.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, right. All right, we are going through the trending stories, the top 10 stories, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. List printed every week at talkers.com. We've gone from number 10 to number 6. Number 5 is the economy. What, 40 million people are out of work? Unemployment rate is over 14%. Do either of you know someone who was unemployed because of the virus and now has gone back to work? Or are most of the people you know still?
No, I know people still? Who are still. Yeah, my sister-in-law was furloughed. My brother lost his job. A lot of our friends have
lost, like it's not going to be, he doesn't have a job to go back to at some point?
It may be next year. I don't know.
Wow.
But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, we have a lot of friends
who work
in the lot of friends who work in the service industry. And we just ran into, we just got takeout from one of the restaurants in the little village where we live. And we, for the first time, they have outdoor seating now available. And so, outdoor dining, I should say. And so our favorite bartender, we ran into him and we hadn't seen him in months, so we didn't know what had happened. And his other job besides working as a bartender was he's a car dealer. He works at a car dealership. So mm-hmm. We know the car dealerships got shut down immediately. So both of his sources of income were completely obliterated. And so he has been working construction. He's been working on job sites for the last couple of months to keep some money coming in.
Yeah.
So in his, you know, we were happy for him that it wasn't, you know, a total wash, but there are other friends of ours in the service industry who just, you know, they mm-hmm. just weren't able to come back yet. So it's tough.
Yeah. How about you, Jennifer? You know anybody who is on the beach and still is or has gone back to work?
I really, of all my friends, I mean, I have friends who are teachers who got sent home, but they're still working. I have another friend who worked in, like, a medical office, and she got sent home and had her schedule cut to, like, 3 days a week instead of five, but they still paid her at the same rate, so she was loving life. So
good.
I really don't know anybody who lost their job because of COVID. Most of my friends just kept working, but just working from home for the most part.
There you go. All right, number 4 this week on the countdown is a focus on the presidential race. What I want to know, whether this is fake news or real news, I saw a story suggesting that Trump told Sean Hannity this week that he expects Joe Biden is going to beat him in November. The story is from the Daily Beast.
Yeah, I would not pay too much attention to that.
So how do they get away with that? Then, if it's, I mean, they are quoting supposedly, how can they be that blatant if in fact it's not? They say during a town hall meeting, Trump fell back on his well-worn attack lines against the Democrats, blah, 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 blah.
It's a lot closer. There's a lot of polling that's coming out right now from all different sources that show Joe Biden with pretty significant leads in not only in the national polling, but in some of the key battleground states. But there, if you look into the way that they're gathering these metrics, they're not gathering metrics from likely voters. And that's what you want to look at. The polls that you really want to pay attention to at the very bottom, when no one reads the fine print anymore, the polling of likely voters, and you want to look at the margin of error, because there are a lot of headlines that are being extrapolated right now. I think the president has said that if Joe Biden wins, that he will most likely probably not be president. And I think a lot of people feel that same way. I think a lot of people are looking at Joe Biden, whether they want to admit it or not, as a placeholder for whoever is going to be the vice president. I don't think that any of us, given a dose of truth serum, think that Joe Biden's going to finish out a four-year term. He is being used to try as the best chance maybe to get elected, and then whether he gracefully bows out or however it plays out.
I know that Joe has said he's been very blatant about it. You know, he wouldn't seek a second term, obviously, but he said that he's, you know, he considers himself a bridge to the next generation. I don't, unless something really drastically changes with his health.
Let's hold this for the next hour. Hold on to this. We'll continue this a little bit. Second half hour of our talk.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all need to do our part.
I'm so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99 or 50 disposable masks only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that we, when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News. Former police officer Brett Hankinson has appealed his firing over the death of 26-year-old emergency medical worker Breonna Taylor. In the appeal, Hankinson's lawyers argue that officials bowed to public pressure and fired him before the FBI, Kentucky Attorney General's Office, and the state police had even completed their investigations. Taylor was killed on March 13th after officers entered her home searching for illegal drugs. Officials claim the officers announced themselves before entering and only fired in response to shots from Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. But Taylor's family claimed the officers did not announce themselves and that Walker believed they were trying to break in. The Trump administration moved forward with a policy offering public schools across the U.S. to share coronavirus relief funding with private schools at a higher rate than federal law typically requires. Under a new rule issued by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, school districts are ordered to set aside a larger portion of their aid for private schools using a formula based on the total number of private schools in the district. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now to the second half hour of our Talk Radio review for the week with the components of the DJV show, Doug, Jen, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen with my comments. Jennifer Wynn has hers, and Victoria Keelan also hers. We were talking about the presidential race, and I wondered whether the John Bolton book will have anything to do. That was sort of in here in the whole overall review of what's going on this week and the chaos of our review. What about the Bolton book? Who's read it, and what do we think?
I have not read it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for him to get sales because I don't know who his audience is. Victoria's pointed that out many times. And I don't necessarily think it changes the election. John Bolton's book speaks to two people, the ardent supporters of President Trump who aren't going to listen to him, and the Democrats who want something bad on him who are never going to vote for him. So,
right.
You know, is it going to have a huge impact on the independent voters? I don't think so.
He's going to be on the DJV program with us next Tuesday. I don't normally do with you these such strident political stuff, but I find him to be such a character, and I've been so outspoken about him, I thought, okay, let's take a shot at having him on the program and see what he sounds like, what he has to say in a few minutes. You know, it's a quick hit. People is anybody listening to this program? We have millions of people on hundreds of stations that listen to the DJV program every week. Is anybody going to be influenced? That's kind of what you just addressed, Jennifer, whether anybody's going to be influenced by listening to him to buy the book. How is it selling, by the way, to this point? It's been out for a week or so. Anybody know what the stats are?
It's Tuesday, so I don't know what the stats are yet.
No. All right. Number three on the story list this week. We're getting into the area which was number one last week and the week before. Now, this week, number three, the whole business about race relations in our country, the police reform movement. I think the pendulum has gone, if I can put my two cents worth in, the focus on on Black Lives Matter, how that relates to our relationships, whether it be black on white or whether it's any number of different considerations for race. I think that the police reform movement is something that is long overdue, and I would encourage everybody listening to participate in this discussion. And I think, as I said, with the education situation in number six, that there needs to be complete reform there as well. One of the subtexts to race relations was the complete overcooking of the noose case in NASCAR and Bubba Wallace. That became ridiculous.
Though. Why do you think it's ridiculous?
Because had nothing to do with the idea.
But when you see a noose hanging and a black man is wheeling his car in, like, I don't see that.
It wasn't a noose. It was the garage door pulled down.
Well, we know that now, but it looks like a noose. You haven't seen the pictures. It looks like a noose is hanging in the garage.
I've seen pictures of the garage door.
For someone with a very small head, I don't know. Obviously, it looks disturbing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think we're so quick to jump to conclusions in this country, we forget to let facts come out. And so immediately, everybody who doesn't like stereotypes plays on a stereotype that NASCAR people are racist. And so that was what dominated the news cycle about how terrible NASCAR is and how racist they are. And oh, they like the Confederate flag and blah, 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 blah. And so we play, the same group that calls for ending stereotypes played to a very prevalent stereotype and didn't actually do better and rise to the occasion. So that's unfortunate.
But there are truths in stereotypes. That's how they become stereotypes.
Oh, no question about that.
On all sides of the aisle. Absolutely right.
Right.
I mean, and by the way, I think we all have them. I think anybody who tells you they don't have stereotypes, they're lying to you because it's how our brain classifies things. But certainly, but here's the thing, and I'll just finish it up and be done. The fact that we are not celebrating that this was not a noose and instead a garage opener for Bubba Wallace is disgusting to me. You have people like Al Sharpton out there going, oh, I don't know if I really believe it.
Right.
Well, believe it, pal. That wasn't installed to scare anybody. It was a garage door opener. I don't understand why we have to keep pushing a narrative when it's dead.
All right, so here's the part of the narrative that I think does need to be pushed. A story about an 18-year-old girl, biracial, living in Wisconsin. This assault on her, now being investigated finally by police as a hate crime, she was set on fire in her car in Madison, Wisconsin. Her name is Althea Bernstein. She told authorities she was stopped at a red light when her driver's side window, she had it down. She heard somebody yell at her something that I will not repeat on the air. And the four white guys in the car sprayed a liquid on her face and her neck and then threw a lighter at her.
Ugh.
So this kind of ignorance, I mean, it infuriates me to the point of wondering what happens to these guys. I don't even know they caught these guys. So she was able to put the fire out on herself by patting herself down. But the fact that even happened, are there people that are that ignorant in this country? Yeah. Yeah, there are. And they really make it bad for the rest. Yeah, it is hate.
That's beyond
hateful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the shock of that happening to you? If you were driving along in your car, you're sitting at a light, somebody throws lighter fluid on your body, and then they throw a match at you? Who thinks like that? Where did they come from?
Criminals. That's
oh, my
thought.
God.
I mean, it's not thought of a normal person.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the kind of stuff that cranks me up. Some of the other things. Listening to Al Sharpton is like watching paint dry. He's such a blowhard. Who cares what he has to say?
But
the real stuff is in these stories.
Care.
Well,
I don't dislike him.
I don't like him at all.
I know.
All right. We're all. This is opinion based.
He spews a dangerous narrative that just adds to.
I told you the story
and the violence.
Yeah. Any encounter I've had with him personally has been negative. Whereas I told you the story on the DJV show this week of the encounter I had Jesse Jackson. And it was I didn't have a lot of patience with him until I met him. and spent some time talking to him. He's an interesting character, to be sure, and very intelligent, and not, I mean, he's an opportunist, don't get me wrong, but he still is. There's something about Al Sharpton that spews hate. Jesse Jackson, I didn't feel it. Jesse Jackson's more of a business guy. He uses this stuff to create business and wealth for himself, and he's pretty open about it in Chicago. Number two on our story list is the, within two and number one, certainly around the Chinese plague, if that's what you want to call it, the government virus, whatever, COVID, the mask debate. And whether it saves us from getting the virus, I think people who don't want to wear it say it doesn't, and people who understand that it does are wearing the mask. That's the way it comes, boils down for me. Ladies, what about you?
Yeah, I think, look, my personal feeling is that I keep my mask on my wrist. If I pass somebody, I put it on. If I don't pass someone, I keep it off. Now, that is me breaking the law in California, because California has created this extensive set of circumstances where it, literally, even if you're sitting in a room by yourself, you have to keep it on. I don't think that's legal. I don't think it's who we are as a country. I'm not going to do that. But when I'm around other people, sure, I think that it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do. Whether it works or not, it makes people feel better, and that's why I do it.
Okay, that's an interesting way of looking. It makes people feel better. I think it's better for you, but I do think it's the polite thing to do. What about you, Victoria?
Yeah, whenever we're in public, whether we're walking the dogs or going, we just, you know, our anniversary was this week, and so we went out to dinner
happy
for the
anniversary.
First time. And
to the wedding I didn't get invited to. Right?
Correct.
That's the anniversary.
And, So,
and you didn't get invited to the anniversary either. There's some.
No, damn, right.
But yeah, it was our first, like, you know, proper dining experience, and it was nice. And we, you know, you wear the mask if you have to go inside to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then when you're sitting at your table, you can eat and you don't have to wear a mask. So it was fine.
The servers
were covered, and we felt safe.
I had dinner last night with a friend at a restaurant. First time I've been in a restaurant for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And
it was the first martini I've had someone else make for me in 4 months, and
made
it was
better,
delightful.
Huh?
Oh yeah,
much better.
Every sip just tasted better.
Yeah, you don't have to drink it through the mask either. So anyway, we walked into this restaurant, had outside dining, and it was a nice night, so it seemed like a nice thing to do. And we both walked in with a mask on, and then we sat at the table and took the mask off, and it was kind of cool.
Who is this that you walked in and sat with?
A lady who actually made the masks that we have. We have a special on my farm at easleyfarm.com. You can see a picture of the masks that were made. They're milk and cow masks, and they're special.
Cute?
You know, yeah. They're nicely attractive. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
So was this a date? Single? Your first post-quarantine date?
What has this got to do with the discussion?
This is everything.
Care?
Is a date. Yeah, that's good, Dougie.
Well, good for you. That's good. Our single friends haven't had any dates yet, so you're ahead of the curve, yeah.
I like to think I am.
How'd the date end? Did it end well?
Speaking of the the debate...
did you get to see more of a mask?
What?
The Center for Disease Control says that young people, this is a duh, are not naturally immune to the virus and they should be paying more attention.
Right.
This is a joke, kind of. Hello, the stats... young people are going to get it, but the whole, and maybe we'll pause for a minute here and get to the number one story. But when it comes to the COVID and what people take away, what they know, what they don't know, what they feel, this is not going to kill you for the most part. Unless your immune system is completely shot, this thing is not going to kill you. But a lot of people have, and they're older folks, or very young, don't have real strong immune systems, so they don't fight this or a lot of other diseases that they could die from. So I think that's what's warped in the looking at the numbers. But I think it's kind of rude. You know, you might have it, and if you don't want to protect yourself, fine. But be nice enough to protect other people from getting it. At best, it's an inconvenience. You get sick for 3 or 4 days, and you don't feel, you know, it's really pretty rotten, I guess, from what I've heard from people who get it, and you really feel sick for 3, 4, 5 days. Why would you want to help somebody get sick like that? That's, I think, what you think about. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A list of the stories now from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 22nd to the 26th. At number 10, that big dust cloud coming over the Atlantic from the Sahara Desert is going to impact the southeast part of our country. Number 9, the House Judiciary hearings, the Flynn charges, etc. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, the psychology or psychosis of our circumstance with the COVID. Number 6, the educational situation or lack thereof. Number 5 is the economy. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, race relations. Number 2, the debate about wearing masks and having separation, the healthcare debate. Number 1, an overall view of the Chinese government, if that's what you want to call it, the statistics, projections on the virus. That's it. Number 1 this week, according to the story list that's published at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. When you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people side of things, for the Talk Radio Countdown Show, at number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are tied for that position. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. I call him Blah Blasio, two New Yorkers. Mary Trump is at 8. Michael Flynn is at 7. William Barr is at 6. Bubba Wallace, 5. Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi tied for the fourth position. John Bolton is number three. Joe Biden is number two. And Donald Trump is number one on this people list. Again, the charts published every week. And this is the week of June 22nd to the 26th that we're covering here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so I'm looking at some of the outlying stories about the COVID-19, which
really
is number
so
one.
I'm really so happy that you have this big dating life now, Doug. I mean, really. What? This is good stuff I'm learning about you.
Stop.
It's, what are you talking about? It's number one on the countdown list.
You're like a cat. You're like a man about town.
The Eiffel Tower has reopened. France is going to screen lots of people for the disease. So if you're a tourist, apparently they're not using the elevator because it's too close. So if you want to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower, you have to climb the stairs.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the most visited monument in the world, and they've been closed since March. So the fact that it's open is kind of an interesting thing, another reality connected to the return to whatever is normal. Who knows what that is? Thank you, ladies. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for us to take a complete look at the top five stories this week in the world of technology. And here to do that for us is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. Number five is a focus. I love this when I do alliteration. Focus on Fandango. I like that, Victoria.
Very nice. So several movie theater chains are preparing to open their doors again to the public. And Fandango, of course, is the website and the app where you can see what movie theaters have which movies. You can also book your tickets through it. I use the app all the time. It's very easy to use. I love it. And then you can scan. Yeah. And then when you get to the theater, you just scan your phone and you have a contactless experience. So it's great. So now Fandango's website and the mobile apps are incorporating several new resources, including which theaters have which have certain policies. They include the you can choose your own seat, so they have socially distant seating maps on it, attendance policies, if you have to wear a mask or whatever the cleaning regimens are. So it's all a lot of information that Fandango has been collecting from theaters across the country, and from state to state it does vary. So if movie theaters are open near you, just check out Fandango first so you have an idea of what to expect when you go back to the movies.
Good. Number four, a new way to monitor the virus from the NBA. This seems kind of a stretch, but I guess...
No, this is super cool and super high-tech. I'm loving these Aura rings. It's a high-tech ring. It's like a Fitbit, but it gets more information, and it's a ring that you wear on your finger. They're waterproof. They look really cool. They're about $300, and so the NBA players, as they're all isolating now in Walt Disney World in Orlando, as they prepare to get the season started again, the players will all be wearing these rings, and the rings are so high-tech, they connect to an app, they monitor three different types of respiration in your body, three different body temperature sensors. They have a gyroscope. They have all kinds of stuff in them, fitness tracker, sleep tracker. These rings are so high-tech that they can forecast and predict the onset of COVID-19-related symptoms three days in advance with a 90% accuracy. So this is going to be one of those instances where medical tech, which is this sort of sector, this is going to be really important for the NBA to get going again. I would imagine that other sports will start doing this too. Football, because of the contact, the nature of the contact, they probably can't wear rings, but baseball players will probably start wearing these. And other sports as well. So it's a great thing that the NBA has extended to the players. They're not required to wear the rings, but so far from what I've seen, pretty much everybody is wearing them.
Number three.
Comcast is continuing to offer free access to 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and they've extended this now through the end of 2020. They said they saw a huge jump in usage after they opened up the public hotspots. Not surprising, because everybody's working from home and needs an extra boost of internet. And so they said they're excited to keep them open through the end of the year. This was supposed to expire on June 30th, but just because so many people have been using the free Wi-Fi, essentially, and also in the Internet Essentials tier, which is the Comcast tier that's designed for low-income customers, they have had a huge spike in usage. So I think this is a company that's actually, for a change, doing something good by the customers.
Let's see if we think number two story, which will focus on Apple, is good for the customers.
So Apple this week had their WWDC, that's the Worldwide Developers Conference. And this is their conference every year where they feature new and upcoming products that aren't on the market yet, but things that they're working on. So it's different from when they announce the new iPhone and then you can order it 2 weeks later. This is a little bit further out. And so one of the cool things that came from this year's WWDC is Apple has developed technology to use your iPhone to replace your car keys. And so CarPlay is the infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars. And so now, instead of keeping your key with you all the time, which Apple says, and they're not wrong, car keys have been around over 100 years now. They keep getting bigger, they're bulkier, they take up a lot of space in your pocket, and so Apple felt like they were just ripe for a reimagining, and the reimagining ended up being your iPhone can now, you walk up to your car, you hold your iPhone out, it can unlock your car, it can start your car, and now they're working on tech to have you be further away, and you can even keep your phone in your pocket and still start your car.
Number one.
General Motors has OnStar, which was the original, you know, remote assistance plan in technology. They have now, they're now releasing a new app called Guardian, and it will give you essentially all of the features that you would get in your car with OnStar, but it will be available on your smartphone, and you can have up to 7 friends and family members sharing GPS locations, and you get all the 24/7 assistance that OnStar provides, which is pretty cool.
All right, so there it is, boys and girls, a list of the top 5 tech stories this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.